Are you rolling, Bob?
I'm rolling. Yeah, I love this cover. This is a book by Margaret Ebby, E-B-Y.
I just saw the picture of the baby with the Les Paul guitar doing a Pete Townsend.
Totally. So it's Rock and Roll Baby Names is what it's called. And so I just picked this up just before I walked in the studio. Over 2,000 music-inspired names from Allison to, of course, Ziggy, right? Had to be Ziggy.
So you have to look up Bob.
So I was just going to look up Bob. Short for Robert Bright Fame, Rock and Roll Beloved Weirdo. Related artist songs, Bob Dylan, Bob Marley, Bob Mould, Bob by Drive On Truckers, Bob by Primus.
So it gives you a one-sentence description of what a person named Bob, what their character is like. And did it say beloved weirdo?
It did say that. I don't know. I'm not sure. You think?
Absolutely. Beloved weirdo. Oh, my God.
Okay.
How I'm going to address you from now on.
We're going to look up your name.
My beloved weirdo.
I'm Bob Boylan here with Robin Hilton. You're connected to All Songs Considered.
I want to play St. Vincent. Could we call St. Vincent a beloved weirdo? We mean it as affectionately as possible, if we can. But St. Vincent, she, you know, this past weekend was Record Store Day. She put out a 7-inch record called Crocodile, and it was backed with a song called Grot. And, my gosh, it is just such an amazing song. Grot is, I actually think, stronger than
G-R-O-T?
The A-side. G-R-O-T. And I want to play that for you, and we can talk a little more about it.
So you can play the B-side.
I'm going to play the B-side to the St. Vincent 7-inch Grot.
We'll be right back.
She is so amazing to me. Does anyone make guitar noise quite the way she does right now?
I could see that as the perfect, not only B-side, but as a song outside of any record, you know? Mm-hmm. You really want to stand on your own. I could see where it wouldn't have fit into the last record, but it mm-hmm. feels like it was made in that period.
Yeah.
She's such an experimenter. That song had so much muscle.
Yeah. She, for now, it's only available on vinyl. The label says that they'll probably put it out in some other format later on, but for now they want to promote indie record stores.
So, good.
Record store day. Did you get out for record store day at all? Were you able to?
I wasn't able to get out. I had a video at a Tiny Desk concert that day.
Oh. Yeah. Well, I was on babysitting duty, but I strapped the kid on and we walked down. We've got a couple great record stores within a block or two of my house, and went down and actually just sort of hung out outside. There were people waiting in line to get into the stores.
That's great. You go to Red Onion?
Red Onion and Crooked Beats, and just hung out there a while and just chatted with people in line. It was sort of a street party. It was
That's great.
So cool. I wish it was like that every weekend.
Let's just say that I didn't get there Saturday. I'm hoping to get that Iggy Pop record. He did the record at Altamara's Parties concert I saw that was totally outrageous, that I'd love to get a hold of an album, so I'm going to try another day.
Yeah, hopefully some of the ones that were rarer will see the light of day elsewhere.
So I was thinking of when I heard the St. Vincent, there's a record by the Minor Birds. And the first Minor Birds record, Laura Berhen is a singer in the Minor Birds, a leader of the group. And we know her from a Georgie James project that we did here at NPR, Project Song. But we also did a lot with the first Minor Birds record, a more contemplative record than this new record, which is muscle like the St. Vincent record. Mm. It really comes out, really jumps out at you. Very political record. She's angry about politics in general and how it unfolds and how it's unfair, and she's trying to put it in words that isn't dogmatic but still conveys a message. The song I'm going to play is called Generals. It was inspired by a Richard Avedon photograph called Generals, the Daughters of the American Revolution, which also inspired, if I can just take one more tangent before we get to this music, inspired an entire photo series she's doing of what she calls New Revolutionists. TheNewRevolutionists.org is the site. Just go look at it. It's women who are making differences in the lives of others. So one person is chosen, they nominate someone else, and then these beautiful portraitures, photographs are done of these women also on this site. It's going to happen all year long. But that said, there's a new Minor Birds record out. It's called Generals, and I'm going to play you the title track.
Great. But I haven't made a dollar yet. Have I paid my dues?
At the beginning of that Minor Birds cut, Generals reminded me so much of another song that no one is going to know. I guarantee you we have great listeners. No one is going to get this.
All right. Very familiar.
Anybody gets that, gets a personal invite to a Tiny Desk concert here at NPR.
Wow. You're not going to up it and say a free lunch with Bob Boylan at a restaurant?
I'll buy him lunch.
Okay.
Well, at a restaurant at my choice.
Well, so while people are thinking of that, I want to go back to last week. You played the top
right.
of the...
bits of songs that sound like other bits of other songs.
You played the top of Maps and Atlases called Old and Gray, and the top of that song reminded me of another one. Here's the Maps and Atlases song.
It's the bum-bum.
So we asked people what they thought, and people put their comments on their guesses on our blog and on the site. I want to know who the people are who said it sounded like Taking Care of Business by Bachman.
I want to hear the top of that. Come on.
Oh, okay. Well, I actually have that. So just
I figured you would. That's a stretch. That is okay. All right. That's not what you were thinking of.
It's not what I was thinking of. There were some other people said Gautier's song "Somebody That I Used to Know."
Let's hear the beginning of that.
It's a little bit of a... It's the muted guitar, I think, that they're reacting to there. But what I was thinking of and what a whole bunch of people... It is good. What I was thinking of and what a whole bunch of people said was Street Hassle by Lou Reed.
God, yes, hit it. Yeah, that's exactly what I thought when I heard that.
Yeah, interesting. So... And it's a great song. Should we just play this out? It's only 10 minutes. And I'm going to stop it just so I don't have to hear you
say. Oh, jeez.
So anyway, your song, we'll have to do another post so people will know to look for your song. And
I got to listen to Street Hassle now. I miss that song.
Yeah, a great record. What was that,
79? I cannot believe you like that record. Not even believe you even know that record. Well, anyway, let's play. What do we got coming up?
Well, let's see. In keeping with the beloved weirdo theme, can we say that? I want to talk about Fiona Apple.
I am totally think that's complimentary.
I mean it as a compliment. I think she's a genius.
I took it as a compliment when you said it to me, though. I know where the genius Fiona Apple is. I'll still take it.
Fiona Apple, she's got a habit of making us wait a really long time for new material. Her first record came out, I think, in 1996, and she's only put out three since then, with long breaks in between them. She's got a new record coming out on June 19th called, can I do it in one breath? The idler wheel is wiser than the driver of the screw, and whipping cords will serve you more than ropes will ever do.
Wow, why is that true?
It is so true. You really have to sit on that one for a while.
I'm going
to
do that.
So it's been 7 years since her last record, Extraordinary Machine. She's giving a taste of what this new record will sound like with a song that she's just put up on her SoundCloud page. You can also hear it on our blog. The song is called Every Single Night. I want to play it for you.
Every single night, I endure the flight of little wings of white flame, butterflies in my brain. These ideas of mine percolate the mind, trickle down the spine, swarm the belly, swelling to a blaze. That's where the pain comes in, like a second skeleton trying to fit beneath the skin. I can't fit the feelings in. No, oh, every single night's a lie with my breath. What'd I say to her? Why'd I say it to her? What does she think of me? That I'm not what I ought to be. That I'm what I try not to be. It's got to be somebody else's fault. I can't get caught if what I am is what I am, 'cause I does what I does. Then brother, get back, 'cause my breath's gonna bust open. The rib is the shell and the heart is the yolk, and I just made a meal for us both to choke on. Every single night's a fight with my breath. I just wanna feel everything. So I'm gonna try to be still now. Gonna renounce the little while. And if we had a double king size bed, we could move in it and not soon forget that what I am is what I am, cause I does what I does. And maybe I'd relax and let my breast just bust open. My heart's made of parts of all that's around me, and that's why the devil just can't get around me. Every single night's alright, every single night's a fight, and every single fight's alright with my
interesting arrangement.
Yeah, she always has interesting arrangements. I just think she is such a singular voice. I really think she's just doing her own thing, and she really doesn't care what a big label thinks if she's ever going to have another hit single again.
Fiona Apple.
Fiona Apple. Can't wait for the full record to come out. We've got a live version of this song, Every Single Night. We have, the song is called Every Single Night. We're not putting a live version of the song on Every Single Night.
I just all of a sudden broke out in a sweat.
We've got a live version of this song on our website. She played South by Southwest back in March, and we recorded it, and that is on our website as well, Every Single Night, from her upcoming record, Idler Wheel.
And we are on the beloved weirdos theme, for those of you tuning in late, because we got this really cool Rock and Roll Baby Names book by Margaret Ebbe, and we looked up Bob, and it called me for some odd reason.
A name best summed beloved. Up as beloved weirdo.
So I looked up, I just looked up Robin, so.
Okay.
German, variation of Robert. Didn't know that, which is my given name. It says a summary, bright and cheerful. So what do you think? You think they nailed it? Nailed it.
You tell me.
You don't let your bright side shine, but you've got one. You got a deep one, dude.
Yeah, I keep that one locked up.
But the thing is, most people actually call you Rob. I think I'm in the minority of people who call you Robin. Right, so we should go look at Rob, because maybe that'll get it a little better.
It's got to be the same thing. They'll say variation.
You think? Real quick, and then we'll play more music, because what the heck, variation of Robert. Yeah, we got that. Hustler, smooth, adapts easily.
I'm a hustler.
Nailed it, a hustler. Go to take the next song.
Right, well,
what do you want to play in the next song?
Hustle you on this one, a new discovery. For me, that I just found this week, actually, a band called Fenster. This is a band from Berlin, but they're based out of Berlin now, but they've got members from both from New York, Berlin, and France. A very curious sounding little band. You listen, and when you're first listening, you think, okay, I've got this group figured out, next. But there are so many little sounds and textures going on in the background of their songs, and so many surprising things that sort of surface gently through the course of the record. Their debut is called Bones. It's out now. I want to play a song called White to Red by Fenster.
Paint the maps white so I don't leave. Painting the maps red when I bleed. Painting a hole in the sky. Painting the answer to the question why. Painting the night and day when I can't see. Thank you.
before they spoke. Painting my life before the joke. Painting the road on your hands. Painting the girl lost in desert sands. Painting the white map to start again. Painting the white bread till it
we've been doing the show a long time, and we both managed to surprise each other. I wouldn't have pegged that as a song you would have liked.
Oh, why not? Because sort of the deadpan
sweet singing,
delivery.
Yeah. But that hit my sweet spot. I love that.
I was going to ask you, what you thought of this, because I think this band, the band again is called Finster, has a vibe very similar to the XX, and I know you like the XX.
Yeah.
Can you hear that? Just
absolutely,
in the
and I miss the XX. And it's got to be the summer, right?
Yeah.
There's got to be a new record this summer.
They've got a new record coming. I'm certain of it.
Yeah.
Anyway, Finster, that was called White to Red from their debut album, Bones.
Let's take it out with some exit music. How about we do that? But before I go to exit music, which is actually the name of the band, not just the music we're going to go out on. Hey, Dan, you're in the baby book name.
Oh, boy.
Now, Dan sits here as our intern, and he's told us and that he sits here and judges us.
It's assumed.
Yeah. So I look up Daniel, Dan, and it says form of Daniel, and it says judged by God. So he's judging us, but who's judging him?
God.
Yeah.
It's so true.
Only God can judge me.
It says you're an outsider.
Oh, my.
At first I thought
so
it meant
true.
You go outside. Oh, and an outdoorsman. I don't think of your... That complexion is not an outdoorsman. I'm sorry. And a bit of...
That's more of a just dug up look.
Yeah, and a bit of a loner. I think that you've got...
Did you just call him a bit of a loner?
I did.
Not many friends. You frightened children. Probably didn't...
I am really just reading from the book. I like the guy. I mean, but...
Yeah.
You know. With my Nosferatu-like complexion, it makes sense.
Yeah. Related artist Dan Deacon, Dan Fogelberg, that's the second time today I've had a reference to Dan Fogelberg's not good. Steely Dan song for Dan Dragon. Jesus, I'm going to stop now. Exit music is the music of Alexa Palladino and Devin Church. Should I look up their baby names too?
No, but I got to tell you, I love this band so much. One of my top five favorite new bands of this year so far. We featured them on the show a while back. I think it might have even been late last year when they had an EP out, or was that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they've got a full length coming out soon, and hope to do a first listen with that. But did a little bit of research about this husband-wife duo, talked about them on the show. I went to see them three times. In Austin.
Did you really? I saw you at one of them. I know we stood next to each other.
Went to see him three times. The third show I got to, their gear broke down two songs into at least, I only heard a couple songs. But anyway, Alexa Palladino, who I probably was standing no more than a few feet away from during one of the shows.
Not getting too creepy.
Yeah, not getting too creepy. She's an actress, and she she was in Boardwalk Empire, the show that I love on HBO, and she was a very pivotal character these past couple seasons, and I don't know how I missed that she was one and the same. So actually, the third show I went to was after I realized it was the actress. Like, I got to see her again because I don't know how I missed this.
And then you stood behind her the entire time.
Yeah, I have to say, I think a lot of times actors who get into music A lot of people call them vanity projects or whatever. This is so not the case at all with her. And I came to this music not knowing anything about her being an actress. Great music.
It is. And the music, it starts as a duo. This record is fleshed out. They've got two other musicians who join them for this powerful and wonderful new record. Comes out, May 22nd? The record's called Passage, and I'm going to play a song called The Night.
I'm trying to think. I don't know that we can say anything yet. We've got fun coming up.
We have fun coming up, but it's... Shh! But you can follow us on Twitter when the fun can escape the little hatch that we hold it in.
Are we talking about Fun the Band or Fun Fun?
I was talking about fun in general, but are you giving clues out to what we're doing?
No, I'm done.
Find out. At All Songs is how you follow us on Twitter, and then we're also on Facebook, All Songs Considered, and NPR.
Robin.
Robin.
NPROBIN. Yeah.
Or NP Robin or NPR Robin. For NPR Music, I'm Bob Boylan.
I'm Robin Hilton.
Let's play Exit Music.
Separate me from you, you from me, death from birth.